Hello, this is Pete, Bank of Cardiff. How may I help you?
Yeah, Darren, Radar Restoration. So I just missed a call from here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just tried to call you here. I was trying to follow up on a finance offer sent out about 2.5 weeks ago. It was based on some work you did before. I have to pull up your file right here, but are you guys looking to bring on any new equipment this quarter or possibly even take on some capital for a project?
Not at this moment, no. I don't think anything in the next few months here coming up that we need anything like that for.
You do you deal with like a net 30 payout or net 45 with your contracts there? Or do you get paid up front?
Yeah, if we do, yeah, that's typically what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to not get into financing if we don't have to. So.
Yeah, I got you. But we do offer working capital, which is it's ideal for these kind of situations. It's like a line of credit basically, but it's unsecured,
right. And
it's just a one-time payout with you know, daily or weekly, monthly payments. You know what I mean? So it tends to help out a little better than a line of credit does for you know, those kind of contracts and payouts.
Is the interest outrageous though?
It's really not bad because it's based on your gross annual sales. So it depends on how much you're looking to take out compared to what you know, what you guys pull in. So
we're probably doing. Let me give you a for instance. We're actually looking to move into a new building right now. We're leasing our building. We really want to buy up or purchase a building.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've got to put some cash into the new building because we've got to improve it, do some TIs to the new building that we're going to be wanting to purchase.
Nice, you guys expanding.
Yeah, well, we're not necessarily. Well, what we're trying to do is get out of our leasing situation and get into a purchase situation for a
mortgage. I understand.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. We're at this point, we've been finance our leasing for so long that we
lost out on money.
It just makes more sense for us to go ahead and buy a building. So, and what we've always tried to do is not finance any of our jobs. We've always just tried to pay for all the supplies and materials, labor out of pocket, and then then just wait for our money to, you know, to collect it. So, but we're getting into a situation here where we're not sure what the cash requirements to get into a new building would be. So we have considered possibly looking into something like that of
mm-hmm.
taking some cash out. We do have a line of credit with the bank right now, so it's something that we still do, but we're looking at that potentially here by the end of the year, figuring out what we're going to do on this building situation. So I don't know if that's something you guys look at or get into.
We definitely do. You know, any kind of you know, working capital situation that you could get into. You know, that almost would fall under equipment, but I think we're going to actually do the working capital with that. And like, do you have a ballpark price on this building at all, or what do you need to put down? Like, what would you need to put down?
Typically, it's about 10-15%. Worst case, 20%. If we do 20%, makes it a lot easier to get qualified. So, the buildings typically run around the $500,000 range. So, 10% of that, 20% of that, so anywhere from
50 to 100.
Top side would be 100. Anywhere between 50 and 100 is probably what will end up being required. Now, I don't know if we'd want to do the whole amount anyways, but that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, yeah. So what'd you do in sales last year?
We're probably doing about between $600,000 and $700,000 a year is probably what we're doing.
$600,000, $700,000 a year. So the working capital is primarily based off gross annual sales, and we try and unlock about, you know, we usually do about 10-15% of your gross annual sales for it.
Yeah.
If you had, you know, 700.
We're over that. I mean, you know, we've been in business for about 8-9 years now. We've been about 3-4 years. We've leased over $600,000 a year. So
We should be able to get you just around 100K here, you know, like, seven.
So anyway, that's something that's down the road a few months. So right now I don't have any details, or we haven't found a building, or we haven't done anything like that. That might be something that we may be interested in potentially down the road here at the end of the year is when we have to make a decision. So if you want to call me here, if you want to call me here the next couple of months, that's fine.
That sounds good. Point,
we're in a signed lease agreement, so we're not going anywhere till the end of the year.
Gotcha. So, yeah, there's really nothing you could do at the moment, but no, it sounds like it'll really help you out though, just establishing the business a little bit more, and you know, not having to make those leasing payments.
Yeah, it makes more sense to buy the building as opposed to just throw it away at leasing. So that's what.
Yeah, exactly. All right, if you don't, I could shoot you a quick email, and you could just keep it on file until you're ready, and I'll just circle back towards the end of the year if that works.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Where can I shoot that to?
Darin, D-A-R-I-N.
D-A-R-I-N.
At radar.
Mm-hmm.
Restoration.com.
Solid. All right, Darin, I'll shoot that over in about, you know, 5-10 minutes here. And it'll just have some basic information, but most important, just my contact info. Just give me a call back when you're ready here.
Sounds good.
All right. Take care, man.
Thanks.